Hi there, John Ashton here on day 7 of the Women's World Cup. It'll have to be a little quick audio today because it's a travelling day for us. We're heading down to Augsburg in the south, near to Munich, down in Bavaria, where England faced Japan on Tuesday. But it'll be a pleasing trip, or at least a slightly more upbeat trip than it might have been after England came back from a goal down with half an hour to play against New Zealand in Dresden last night. Jill Scott with a fantastic header equalising, and then Jess Clark thumping the winner home 9 minutes from time. It completely changes the complexion of the group. It means that a point against Japan is definitely enough. A win will mean England top the group, and even a defeat, as long as it's not a hammering, as long as Mexico don't win on Tuesday, and to be honest, New Zealand are a better side than Mexico. I don't see Mexico beating New Zealand. I think New Zealand will probably win that, which would mean even a defeat for England would be fine. There's a 5-goal difference swing that's required if Mexico do win and England lose. Essentially, England looks set pretty fair for the quarterfinals. We still don't know who is the likely opponent yet. France and Germany have got that sort of playoff for top spot later on Tuesday. So that's muddies the waters slightly. England will play that game not knowing if they want to finish second or want to come top. I think I'll ask obviously Hope and Co about that before the match, but I'm pretty sure that their answer will be that they're just focusing on their own game and not worrying about France and Germany, which is fair enough really. Right, I'm going to get packed. My clothes are all over my hotel room. There's stuff everywhere. I've still got to have some breakfast, brush my teeth, have a shower, and all the rest of it, and then get to the airport in about an hour. So thanks for listening. Feel free to comment on the blog, and I shall speak to you again tomorrow.